Yep, my name is Nathan, and I attend all the services as far as possible. And one of the skills they teach you at college is how to be in two or three places at once. So I've kind of done the two places at once thing, but three is particularly challenging. But I've been here for this is our fifth or sixth year as a family, and it's just been our joy and my privilege to be the senior minister here. And so it's also my great joy and delight just to bring us briefly to God's word this morning as we all come together. So let me pray for us as we do come to God's word. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so privileged and it's just such a joy that you are a God that speaks, that you speak to us by your Holy Spirit through your word. And so Lord, we pray for us, not only this morning as we gather together in the name of Jesus and as your family, but Lord, we pray for us week in and week out, that as we keep returning back to your word, that it would be fruitful in our lives, that by your Spirit you'd be at work in our hearts and in our minds, that you'd be transforming us, changing us into more and more into the likeness of your Son Jesus. We pray that praise and glory would go to you, Lord. We pray this in his name. Amen. Well, it is wonderful to be able to come together like this in an all-in celebration service. And it's particularly wonderful that it sort of was a little bit coincidental that we come to this particular passage as we're working through John's Gospel, as we come to John chapter 15, which is about the vine and the branches. And I've only got a few minutes for us together this morning, so I just want to encourage you in three particular ways from this passage this morning. Part of the purpose on coming together as a celebration service is a little bit to kind of give us a little bit of a vision and a purpose for the year ahead, which we do each year when we're able to gather. But in the year ahead, may we abide with Christ, that we may bear fruit for God's glory, and that may all that we do and all that is done be done through the love of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love that we have for one another. I just want to quickly point out to you the threefold main points from this passage are this idea of abiding. The word that particularly translated in this passage is the word remain, which we'll see repeated throughout the first few verses. To abide in Christ, that we would bear fruit, and that as we do that, that it would all be done in love. Let me quickly show you from the passage, John chapter 15, I am the true vine, Jesus says, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You're already clean because of the words that I've spoken to you. Remain in me. That verse 4, remain in me, in some translations, the word there is abide. And it's this idea which I'll just share with you just for a few moments, just in a moment. Remain in me, abide in me, as I also abide or remain in you. Friends, one of the wonderful messages and one of the wonderful things we have as Christians is this wonderful idea of abiding with God through Christ Jesus. The picture there that we're presented is that Jesus is the vine and we're the branches, that we're connected to the branch. And one of the key ideas here is this idea of remaining. And it's repeated all throughout this passage that we would abide, that we would remain connected to Jesus. In the passage leading up to this moment, as we're introduced to this idea, there's this wonderful double thing that you might easily miss, especially if you haven't been with us for the past few weeks. But let me just show you very, very briefly. Chapter 14, Jesus says in this moment beforehand, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, and my Father's house has many rooms. There's this idea that there's this house that we are with God. But then also in a few verses later, when Jesus then promises the Holy Spirit, we have this wonderful also language of chapter 14, verses 23. Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them and will come to them and make our home with them. Friends, just note that double, that wonderful promise that God is making in Scripture, this idea that we go to dwell with God, but that also by his Holy Spirit, God comes to indwell us. The technical term, the fancy term is mutual indwelling, that we will be in Christ, we will be in God, and God likewise will be in us, that he will come and he'll make his home by his Holy Spirit, by his word, in our hearts. This idea of mutual indwelling is this idea that Jesus is speaking about here. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, but it must remain in the vine. Just as the children's talk helped us to understand, as long as the branch is connected to the vine, then it's living and it's active and it's bearing fruit. But as soon as you chop the branch away from the branch from the vine, then what happens? Again, friends, it's just Valentine's Day just this week. And one of the lovely things about Valentine's Day is we buy those beautiful flowers. And by all impressions, it's a beautiful flower and it's a beautiful gift. But of course, as soon as we cut the flower from the source of its life, from the stem, from its roots into that soil, then from that point onwards, whilst the flower might be temporarily beautiful for a few days, it is actually beginning to perish. And just as it is with our Lord Jesus and the sin in our lives, the idea of if we cut ourselves off from that source of life, though we may have a bit of time left, though our batteries might be sort of fully charged, they're starting to decrease. But as we disconnect ourselves from that source of life, then the consequences of that sin, the scriptures tell us, the consequences of sin is wage. The wage of sin is death and separation from God. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain or abide in me. I am the vine, Jesus says, and you are the branches. Friends, one of the great goals that I would have for us this year, to remain in Christ, that Christ is central to everything that we do. And friends, there's so many temptations and there's so many struggles in this life to kind of put our focus anywhere else but on our Lord Jesus Christ. In a moment, I'll be talking about the bearing of fruit. But of course, one of the great, I guess, temptations or one of the errors that we can sometimes fall into when we talk about the bearing of fruit is we think about ourselves and what's happening in our own lives, and we forget that idea of the root going deep into God. The idea there is Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, he says, some will come to me on the last day and they'll say to me, God, I did all these amazing things in your name, and I did miracles and I did wonders and I did these wonderful acts. But then Jesus will reply to them, I did not know you. Away from me, I do not know you. Friends, the idea here is that Jesus Christ is central to what we're on about and essential to who we are, and we want to remain in Christ. The psalmist writes, though the mountains fall into the sea. Friends, there's so many ways in which we may think that we may be torn apart or asunder, but friends, this wonderful promise to remain in Christ as he will remain in us. Again, from this passage, his word tells us, what does it mean to actually abide or to remain in Christ? There's a wonderful dabble tap here in this passage, and we see it in Psalm 1. And that directs us to the word of God. At verse 3, Jesus says, you already are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. So he raises up the issue of his word. At verse 7, he says, if you remain, again, there's that word, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Friends, there's this wonderful connection. Again, as you keep thinking about this idea of this year ahead, may our roots run deep, deep into that good soil that is spoken of in the parable of the sower and the seed. Where are your roots and are they deep in God's word? Psalm 1 that we had read out is this wonderful expression as well. Psalm 1, if you have your Bibles open there, let me encourage you to turn to Psalm 1 and let me show you the connection to Psalm 1, which I had a bookmark a moment ago. And it's lost. But Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. But blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law, that is his word in the Old Testament, who meditates on his word day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. There's that wonderful connection between the root and the fruit. Again, friends, our focus, as we think a little bit about the fruit in a moment, but the focus is on the roots, which are deep in God and in his word. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do prospers. Friends, may we abide and remain in Christ. And as we do that in the year ahead, may we bear much fruit for his glory. There's this repeated refrain about bearing fruit. There's this idea of the fruit and what exactly is speaking of. Let me read to you the next few verses, starting at verse 5. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Friends, there's raises that big question, what is this fruit particularly that Jesus is speaking of? And again, from the passage, we can see things like some clues, showing yourselves to be my disciples. I think the idea of the fruit is the outworking of our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. I guess it's a little bit of a test of authenticity. Am I the real deal? The idea is as I abide in Christ and as Christ abides in me, then there'll just be a natural outworking of that in my life. That as the idea of the roots and the heart being transformed and the Holy Spirit coming to indwell us, again, there's this idea of the transformation of the Holy Spirit, that as it comes in and makes its dwelling place in our hearts, one of the first things we do, isn't it, when we buy a new home and you move in, is you chuck all the old stuff out, don't you? And you start renovating it and you start to transform that house and it starts to reflect a little bit of the personality of the owner. And so, friends, this idea of bearing fruit is the outworking of this faith that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. The idea of abiding with God. The idea is living and active. The idea of a vine is that it grows as it bears fruit. Friends, the fruit of abiding with Jesus is becoming more like Jesus. The evidence of discipleship, that as we follow our Lord Jesus, the idea is as we'll do this, as we put our trust in him, as what does it mean again to abide with God, is as we trust in his promises to us. As we start to consider our decisions that we make daily, day in and day out, as we continue to trust God as we walk through this life, that we will become more like Jesus is the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Friends, this idea of bearing fruit displays many things. And one of the ways in which the writer here talks to us is that if you remain in me, this is to my Father's glory. That this bearing of fruit is not so much for our own glory and greatness, but it shows how great God is and what a great God that we have. So again, friends, our hope and our prayers for the year ahead is as we celebrate the work of God amongst us week in and week out, that's the fruit. And friends, as I encourage you, each week we have a celebration service as we gather together and we gather around God's word and we hear God's word and we let it indwell us. One of the things we're trying to do is to think about the fruit of that in our lives. That's the celebration spot, that we might be able to see God at work amongst us, the fruit of this work of the Holy Spirit week in and week out. Friends, one of the songs that I love to sing together each week is "Not I, but Christ in Me." Friends, let us abide in Christ that we might bear much fruit for his glory. And as we do that, everything that we do would be done in and by his love. Look at verse 9 on. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. There's again that. What does it mean to abide in him? It's not just abide in his word, but abide in God's love for you. It's a wonderful reminder, friends, of God's love for us. Just as the Father has loved the Son, so the Son has loved us. And if you keep my commands, you will remain or abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Again, friends, make that connection between the love that God has for us and that connection to the joy that he has and that our joy may be made complete. My command is this, to love each other as I have loved you. Friends, we've been talking about getting to know each other, and part of the point of this All In Celebration service is to get to know each other's names. And again, there's the question of the name tag. But let me encourage you, even this morning, as you sit here and you consider this command that Jesus gives his disciples to love one another. And friends, the more you meditate upon that command, the more profound I think it becomes. But it begins with this, just as I have loved you, you are to love one another. And then he points to there's no greater love than this, that someone should lay down their life for a brother, for a friend. And friends, it connects us to what we just sung, those wonderful words of the rugged cross, God's love poured out for me, that we've received this amazing love of God, that we can speak of a God that loves us. And friends, as we understand that God has loved us, and if you're here and if you're trusting in God, then you're also part of that beloved of God. And as you think about the name tags, again, I've shared this before, my name is Nathan Amadeus Sandon. And John is John Amadeus Reed. And the idea there is, whatever your name is, put the name Amadeus in the middle there. Because Amadeus, you probably are thinking of the famous musician. But the word Amadeus means beloved of God. And friends, I want to encourage you not to look at each other with earthly eyes and with what is seen, but what is unseen. And the idea is that if you are trusting in Jesus, if God has Jesus has died for you, it's because he loves you. And the idea, therefore, is that if God has loved you so much that he would give his one and only son, then he must love you a lot. Because I've got two sons, and I wouldn't give either of them for you, really, because I love them. But that's how great God's love is for you, that he has one son, and that he would give that one son for you to demonstrate his love for you. Friends, there's this wonderful command to love one another. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus is speaking of his death on the cross, and it is the greatest love. You are my friends if you do what I command, Jesus says. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I've learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You didn't choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. But this is my command, love one another. Let me pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we so thank you for this extraordinary love that you've demonstrated to us in Christ Jesus. That you love us, that we can come before you with confidence, who we are, with our failings, our blemishes, our sin, our anger, Lord, all of the baggage that we have, that you still choose us, that you still love us, and that we can speak of this great love that you have for us because of Christ Jesus, and because of that great demonstration of his love on the cross, for the forgiveness of sins, that as far as the east is far from the west, that our sins are removed from us, that we can come before you completely forgiven by your grace. So, Lord, we thank you for this tremendous love. Lord, we ask that in the year ahead, that as your family of God here, that we would abide in this love, that we would remain in this love. Help us, Lord, to keep trusting in your word. Lord, though the mountains may fall into the sea, though the world will have its word and its influences and it will be pushing us around, particularly in the year ahead, Lord, help us to trust in you and trust in your word in the midst of the many voices and in the many forces pushing upon us. Lord, help us to remain in you as you remain in us, as we put our trust in you and your promises in your word. Lord, we do pray that as we do that, it would bear much fruit, that we would see the work of your Holy Spirit in us and amongst us, that we may see, Lord, the way in which you've transformed our hearts and our minds, that it would transform our hands and our lives, that as we seek to live you day by day, as we dwell with you day by day, Lord, help us in the decisions that we make. Help us in the relationships that we have. Help us in the things that we do and the way in which we spend our resources, our time and our money, that it might bring praise and glory and honor to the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray this not just for our own sake, and not for the sake of the church that gathers here, Lord, but we pray for our local community too. A world that longs to know Jesus. A world that longs to know this great love and hope that we have in the good gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that much fruit would come in the year ahead as we continue to abide in you and live in light of the love that you have for us in Christ Jesus. And we pray this in his name. Amen.